Blog Talk Radio.
To that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio.
Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay.
What's going on, my dimes and divas? It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio each and every Monday with Mommy Mobs. We got a really serious topic that we're going to talk about today, but of course, when we talk about serious topics, we come up with serious solutions. You guys make sure you call in at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302, and share your wisdom on this topic. So, you know, in today's world, we're dealing with our youth, and the name of this show is Lord Help My Child Find His or Her Way. Sometimes our children and our middle schoolers and even our teenagers and our preschoolers, they kind of, you know, kind of get off track, and sometimes we get a little discouraged, like, hey, what's going on with you? What happened to, you know, my sweet little girl, or, you know, my polite little boy? And they are changing. So we're going to be talking about some serious things tonight. We're going to be talking about depression. We're going to be talking about stress. We're going to be talking about fear, their sexuality, their identity, drugs. We're going to really get serious on tonight. So you guys make sure you call me up at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. Also, you can jump in my chat room. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot, www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. And right there on the homepage, if you scroll down, the chat room is open for you to ask your questions or give your comments in there. So let's get right into this thing. I have a 14-year-old, I have a 10-year-old, and a 3-year-old. And, of course, every last one of them are at their own stage in development and changes in life. And sometimes it's easy for them, and sometimes it's a little bit difficult for them. But how do we find balance in the midst of all of their changes, their growths, their ups and their downs? And I'm not a family counselor. I'm nor a counselor. I am a mother who has over, wow, I was raising kids and had kids at the age of my 17. I raised my sister, and then I got pregnant with my son when I was 19. But I've always gravitated towards children and the changes that they go through. And it's not easy as a parent as we go through those changes with them. But how do we find balance? You know, I guess we can start at the top. And I start with our teenagers, because teenagers go through some really, really difficult changes. I mean, their identity, peer pressure, school, you know, growing into adult, their sexuality, their hormones, it's all over the place. And right now, every time, you know, you turn around, there is a sexual suggestion or a drug suggestion, that it can be in music, cartoons, commercials. I even seen a commercial for toothpaste, and it was just sexual. It's just ridiculous. So we got these teenagers, and their hormones is all out of whack, and they're curious about things in life, and we need to go ahead and help them get through that process, because it's nowhere near easy, and it can be frustrating finding out that your little one or your child is indulging in some type of sexual behavior or watching porn or being sexually active. I've seen situations where, you know, our teenagers get caught up in schools or around other children, and they think that it's okay to just following a leader, you know, or they want to impress the people that they're with, or their friends may be having sex, so they want to try having sex. But that's not necessarily the case. We have to talk to our teenagers about protecting themselves, about teen pregnancy, about HIV, you know, about all of those things and what can come. And I have learned that you can't talk at a teenager or yell at them, because it's just going to go in one ear and out the other, especially when it comes to their sexuality. We also have some parents out there who are dealing with teenagers who are attracted to the same sex. And that could be difficult with all in itself, because they are exploring a life that they really don't have too much history on or behind, and they are really opening themselves up to lots of hate and even hate crimes against them. And they get confused and wonder, why is this person treating me this way? Because unfortunately, our world thinks very, very differently. It's not accepted as openly as you guys think it is, and living, you know, a gay life. Man, it's so many changes that they go through. But I want you guys to call me up at 347-989-0302. That's 347-989-0302. And let's talk about the subject. Let's get into some Faith Evans, Carmel Kisses. My girl right there, love her to death. Like, she just got it going on, and she definitely set it right with the spotlight. And it's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, the Mommy Mob Show. We got a really, really important topic that we're talking about right now. Ms. Laura, help my child on his or her way. And we're talking about our children tonight. You guys make sure you call me up at 347-989-0302. We just played a little snippet of Spotlight by Jennifer Hudson. And before that, we had Carmel Kinson's by Faith Evans. Our teens and our children go through so many changes every day. Even when we change jobs, when we change, when relationships change, when homes change, they change right along with us. And I think that we need to be very aware of that. But just going into, you know, those tough times that we face, we don't know why our children are lashing out. We don't know, you know, why our kids decide that they just want to lie or steal or cheat or indulge in drugs or, you know, any of that. And a lot of that comes from just immaturity. And we have to go to the Lord for our strength. We got to go to the Lord for knowledge. We have to go to the Lord for wisdom on how to handle the situation, because, you know, sometimes we can fly off the handle or we just get frustrated. And sometimes we just be like, you know what, I'm done. I don't even have the energy anymore. But we do have the energy to assist our children through the changes that they are going through. And a lot of them are going through changes and don't even know what's wrong with them. They don't know why they're so angry. They don't know why they want to try drugs or drink alcohol. They don't even know why they have the friends that they have. And we have to be prayer warriors. We have to come together and we have to be prayer warriors to pray anything that they may be going through. We can pray them through. Of course, we still need to be aware, and we still need to be not too aggressive, but just knowledgeable. Like, yes, I am watching you. Yes, I am watching your behavior. Yes, there is a change in you. Yes, I do care about you. Yes, I'm going to be all up in your business. No, I'm not your friend. You know, having these conversations with your children are important. And some of them may just feel like, you know what, you always accuse me of this, you always accuse me of that. I'm not accusing you. I just care enough about you to ask. I care enough about you to know what you're doing. I care enough about you to know the type of people that you're talking to and who you are associating with. Some of us are in situations where our kids are literally, like, literally off the rails. And we like, oh, my God, what do I do? We've even got to the point where we are fighting with our children, like coming to blows with our kids. And with teenagers, sometimes that happens, unfortunately. You know, sometimes we have to go through that. Is it a hurtful feeling? Yes. Does it cause damage? Yes. But can it be repaired? Absolutely. Absolutely. Don't give up on your kids. Don't give up on yourself. A lot of times as mothers, we kind of take the blame, or not just as mothers, but as family. We take the blame for what some of our children do when we don't even have to. Sometimes we like, you know, I've done everything that I can do. I provided a great home. You know, I have a stable relationship or marriageship in my life. You know, I don't indulge in drugs. I don't do this. I don't do that. What did I go wrong? A lot of times it's not even where we went wrong. A lot of times it's nothing that you did as a parent to cause your child to be acting the way that they acting. It's just happening. They're just going through those growing pains. And I'm going to call them growing pains because it's a pain when you're constantly getting calls from the school that your child is not paying attention or they're failing or they're getting kicked out of school and, you know, you're back and forth. And, of course, we know as parents, we're trying to maintain a stable home. We're working. We cannot leave our jobs and go up to the school and hold our children's hands. And that's where the frustration come in. If it really has got out of control and you really feel like you are losing, you have lost your grip on your child, the first thing I would suggest is that you pray. And not just praying for your child, but praying for you first. You're going to need some prayer in your life so you can be able to get through what's going on and what your kid is going through. Because if not, we're going to be start doubting ourselves. We're going to get discouraged, and there's going to be some depression that sets in. This is the time where we need to be the strongest. When they are acting out the most, fighting, angry, running away, doing drugs, this is the time where we got to go into our prayer closets and get a lot more stronger and build that spiritual muscle. After that, we can go for counseling. I know a lot of families were like, girl, I don't need no counseling. I'm not going to sit with someone and, you know, tell somebody my business. It's not about telling your business. It's about you getting help. Our kids need help, and we need help to help them. So I would definitely encourage you guys, and I'm only speaking from experience. You know, even with blending my family together, me and my husband both have a son, you know, and when we came together, our sons came together. And in the beginning, it was all great. Everything was going well, you know, everything was peachy crew. But then after a while, you know, everything started to change. Their emotions got involved. Their egos got involved. We're talking about a 14-year-old and a 10-year-old. And they started to spat back and forth with another. Then they brothers 5 minutes later. Then they're spatting again. And then they're being Pettyway Avenue. And it was just causing us to go crazy. We couldn't take it no more. So what we came up with is a system where they can earn these tickets for treating. You know, we had a list of things that you can earn your tickets for. We're doing chores and treating each other with respect and stuff like that. And then on the other side, we had a list of the things they can get their tickets they're going to wait for. But the reason for the tickets is at the end of the week, Friday, we have a store that's open. You know, we will open a store in the house, and it was like an hour of game time, you know, things that they like to do. If they wanted to go out to eat, if they wanted to go and shopping, we were giving them the opportunity to earn tickets by working together. And did it work? Absolutely. It did work. Are we still have areas that we need to work on with our boys? Absolutely. So, you know, I want to keep encouraging you guys that no matter what your kids go through, and y'all remember when we were younger, man, we went through some stuff. And as teenagers, we went through some stuff too. But we just got to keep the faith. We got to keep strong and don't let go of our kids and don't let the street hold our kids. We'll go into another music break. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, the Mommy Mom Show, each and every Monday, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure y'all call me up at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302, and press the 1 button to be heard. Let's get into If It Wasn't For You, Day 12.
Be homeless, gonna sleep on the concrete, panhandling, trying to get change for what I need, or looking for a bridge when my car will get soggy, so I can stay dry. I could be losing my mind with nobody to talk to, looking in the mirror, trying to figure out what's true, when I had no direction, you show me more than my reflection. Follow the way to make me feel.
Love ain't as black and white. Ain't that simple? It's hard to tell who's wrong or right. When it's dark with us, where I barely see the light. Should I stick it out? Are you worth this fight? Are we worth this fight? Cause I ain't no quitter, babe. And I've been down the floor these years. I thought you did me, babe. I was there when no one wanted to stay with you, baby. You know I deserve more than this. I do. So tell me who.
Who's gonna love
you like I do?
Who will you trust?
I gave you two hours in a 15-hour. Now we're in the thick of it. So tell me who.
Who's gonna love
you like if I make it through hell and I come out alive, I got nothing to fear. No more crying and trying to bring back the loving when nothing is here. Let me be clear, I wasn't perfect, but this ain't worth it. I'm done with the mess. I confess under stress, and I know I'ma look back and call it a blessing.
I ain't no quitter, babe.
No quitter,
babe. And I've been down for these years. I thought you did me, babe.
Oh.
I was there when no one wanted to stay with you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know I deserve more than that.
Y'all's girl Mary J. Blige right there in the thick of it. And before that, we had Day 28, If It Wasn't For You. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, the Mommy Mob Show, each and every Monday, 9 p.m. on the West, 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you call me up at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. Press the 1 button to be heard. We're talking about this serious topic. On the Mommy Mom Show, we talk about serious topics, but we come up with serious solutions. So you guys, make sure you call me up, 347-989-0302. Press the 1 button to be heard. And tonight's topic is, Lord, help my child on his or her way. I have a 14-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 3-year-old. And even before I had kids, I had experienced young adults, and I've always been doing things with the youth. And the youth is always going through changes. Like, it's constantly changes. And some of our kids right now, whether they are 3 or, you know, whether they are 8 or either 18, they are in the thick of it, in this anxiety. I'm going to go ahead and go to the call lines and, you know, open up the village so we can get more wisdom. 425-619, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio with Diva Ebony B. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, Diva B, it's me, exclusively L. How you doing, baby?
Hey, L, welcome to the show, queen. I am doing great, and it's great to have you to call in because I know that you can definitely share some wisdom in the village on this topic, because it seems like, you know, no matter what age our children are, they're dealing with stress, they're dealing with depression, they're dealing with their identities and fears and drugs, and it's like, you know, we got to hold on as parents to just not let them go, because I see us shipping them off so many times and just giving up. But we can do better than that.
You know, I learned, mine is 19 for the record, so she'll be 19 next month. She doesn't live at home anymore, but we've gone through trials and tribulations. It's my only child. So, of course, you know, you want to let them grow and do what they want to do, but you're very cautious of the world that they don't see that you've already experienced. So, you know, I'll back up a little bit. When she was younger, because I know you do have a fairly young one, that is a girl, for that matter. You know, predators are everywhere. That's something you got to be aware of. And, you know, I've met all of them. But your little one was very fond of me. And, you know, we hung out for a little bit. But, you know, my thing was when mine was young, I just tried to keep her active. Anything that I saw she took interest in, I made sure that I played a heavy part in. Either I signed her up for drill team or basketball or whatever it was, and I made sure that I was a very active parent. And what I realized is we always say, you know, we need a village, but you've got to be careful about who your villagers, who's in the village, you know.
You
could have someone in that village helping and thinking they're helping, they're doing more harm than what they're doing as far as helping your child. So you've got to be a hands-on parent. It's not about, oh, practice starts at 6 to 9. Oh, that's great. I'll go ahead and drop them off and hit a couple Starbucks and be back. You've got to sit there. You've got to watch. You've got to be attentive. And I think that that's what matters the most. Girls, boys, age range, whatever it may be, you've got to play your part and make sure you are an active parent. I cannot stress that enough.
I absolutely agree with you, Queen, because we do have a tendency to say, you know, we're going to sign them up and keep them busy. We kind of drop them off and leave them to the wolves, you know, and I've even seen that when I volunteer at the YMCA, like, yo, where's the parents at? You just don't leave your kids. You don't want them, even in church. I mean, I literally totally agree with you that even at their practices at the school, it does take a village, but there's always a wolf somewhere. There's always a whoop somewhere trying to get to the sheep, and before you know it, it can happen that quickly. They can be molested, kidnapped, touched, abused, you know, just made feel really uncomfortable. And the next thing you know, your child is going from happy-go-lucky, and then they're just quiet and dark.
And not talkative and don't want to be the person that they are, because though they're kids, they're still their own individual person, and they're still going to have their own characteristics that shine. I listened to your live feed earlier, Motivational Monday, and just to kind of tell a spin on that, I mean, while we are, some of us as parents, are doing the drop-off special and waiting for someone else to kind of raise our kids during that time frame of whatever activity they're involved in, there's always somewhere, somebody, like you said this morning, praying to have your spot. Mm. Someone may not kids. Someone may want kids. Somebody's adoption papers may have not gone through for they trying to adopt someone. So you got to be careful of what you're doing and, once again, tail spinning, taking for granted. You got to make sure that you are there for them in the wholeheartedness of it. Be compassionate about what you're doing with your kids, because if you're not doing it, somebody is looking to do it for you, and they're not going to do it the way that you would like for it to be done, or they may not take care of it at all. And then you've got a lost child out here who you're trying to reel back in after the damage is done. It's too late.
It's too late. It's too late. After the damage is done, and then you're going to have to work extra harder, you know, to try to kind of not make up, but just kind of try to repair for the damage that's already there. And, you know, what one thing I will say, because I know some of us are in relationships and marriages, and it's like, okay, I'm the active parent, I'm there, I'm supportive, and, you know, you're not getting the same feedback. And some, you know, parents are in a relationship with saying, you know what, you the dad, you just deal with the boys, and you the mom, you just deal with the girls. I don't necessarily agree with that. We need to move together as a unit. We have to move together as a unit to be a successful unit. And some parents get really comfortable because the other one is a little bit better in that area. So they're like, well, I don't have to show up to practice. Well, I don't have to sit down and do their homework with them. And I don't have to do that because the other parent does that. That brings upon frustration. And then you're going to burn out that other parent.
You did. You brought up a really good point. You know, I started this conversation with you on air stating I had a 19-year-old, but I am involved in a relationship, and he does have a 12-year-old. So, no, he's not here as often because he's not the custodial parent. But when he does come by, I do try to make sure that, you know, I'm in radio world with you, girlfriend. You know, our lives are crazy, okay? I'm doing everything.
Yeah.
But I try to make sure that I put him in place so that I can spend that time because when I first started dating him, I was nervous at the fact that, ooh, you got kids. And you know from a blended family aspect yourself, I'm really trying to be the role model of a parent to someone else. I don't know how their mom is doing it. I had to realize for myself as the solution is, I just have to be me, do what naturally comes to me. How would I treat this child as if they were my very own? And the phobias went away. And that's a very good point that you make because a lot of people are not single parents. They are blended families more and more often than not. So you've got to make sure that you are on one accord because kids are very smart, believe it or not. You can be whispering
talking
about them. They hear you. So they're going to feel as though they're you and they're the problem and why you guys are combative and arguing. So you've got to make sure that you have that time to talk to your mate. Make sure you're on the same page, whatever outings you're creating together with that child, make them feel like they have, not necessarily that they get to plan something, they have to be a part of it because you ultimately are the parent, I do wholeheartedly believe, but they should have a little bit of say-so as well. So, you know, that's a very valid point with blended families. It's a thin line, and people can get very offended about what you are saying to their child. Ultimately, they were the parent before you came in. Be on the same page with your mate, long story short. As long as you are, you can't go wrong with your blended family aspect. That's your village, is the two of you.
And you want to be successful. And it's not going to, everything is not going to be peachy cream. Everything is not going to be crunchy crunch all the time, you know, but you do have to come in, you know, like you said, being in a blended family, being in a stepmother and a stepfather, there is limitations to things that you can do and say to this child and how you act around this child. But, you know, you kind of, when you first dating, you kind of like walking on eggshells. You know, you're walking on eggshells until you can find a medium where everybody is comfortable now and saying you're not only not just raising this child or, you know, just helping assist with this child, but, you know, we are together. And making sure that the child understand that this is a good thing for mom. This is a good thing for dad. This is not just somebody coming in your life and wants to control you. You know, because kids feel that way. Like, okay, you're not my mom, and you're not my dad, and you're not going to control me. You just my mama daddy, or you just my mama boyfriend, or you just my dad's girlfriend or wife or husband. And they build up some resentment. And then when you get into a relationship and you get a little bit further along, you start to see some things like, wait a minute, I didn't know this kid had this issue and what's going on.
Right.
And like, you know, you and then they looking at you like, and your kid, you know, what's going on with that and how are you going to handle it? But what I've come to realize is I love my husband and I love his son, but I have to step back sometimes to let him be a father, you know, because I'm just here to assist. You need to be able, we can talk, we can game plan because our kids are going to act out of control. They are going to have a fit. They may dabble in drugs. They may dabble in sexuality. They may get kicked out of school. They may be acting up. But I need to be able to support my mate and say, you know what, I'm here. I got your back. And not just pointing fingers like, you need to do this and you need to do that and your son is off the hook and I can't do it. Sometimes
well, you
have to
on some really heavy topics with regards to drug addiction and sexual preference and maybe some molestation,
yeah.
some things that may have been kind of in the closet that have not been addressed, and then you later find out, uh-oh, I've got a child who has
yeah.
endured some of this heavier stuff. And let's be honest, I mean, from sister to sister in radio world, us Black folks really don't do the counseling thing, you know? So
we don't.
I would say that that is needed for what some of these situations are. Don't stray from that. Don't fear from that. Don't feel like somebody's going to deem you and stereotype you as being crazy because you have a therapist. It's okay
mm-hmm.
to lay on the couch and talk to an utter and complete stranger about what's going on, whether for free, through sponsorship, or whether you paid for it. It is sometimes
yeah.
necessary. So I will say, don't let that be a fearful factor, because talking to your home girl, and be honest, some of them church folks, your business
yeah,
might be out
worst,
there,
folks.
And it's a little scary. So you've got to be cautious okay. with your plans of how to handle things as well.
And that's what I said at the top of the show. It's not about somebody being in your business. It's about you getting your business in order. And you do need mm-hmm. to go and see a counselor, you know, or even having a family counselor. So somebody getting a biased opinion, someone that's not going to be, like, on that person's side and that person's side. So I would
right.
suggest because
– Right.
Yeah, and a person that's going to, you know, and they're not going to be on nobody's side. They're going to tell it what it is and address it for what it is. But, you know, even with families, parents, after we have went through little kids, middle schoolers, and teenagers, we need counseling too. So you can go
of
to
course,
family
yes,
counseling. That's
we
great.
Have gone crazy. Of
we have went.
So now
totally.
We're crazy gone. They've taken
yeah.
it with them.
Yes, we have took in their energy, their craziness, the things that they're changing and going through, but we need counseling. But it's one thing to talk about it, but it's another thing to be about it, because you can say mm-hmm. all day, oh, you need counseling, we need counseling, but if you not have not made those appointments to go and see counselors, and what I would suggest, too, for the children or the child who is having these issues and changing, let them see their own person, because if you're in a room with them, and with the counselor, they're not going to tell everything. They're not going to do it. So you need to let them see a counselor of their own, where the counselor will come back and talk to you, and you guys can come up with some type of game plan to get to a good place, a respectable place, a growing place. Because when you go into counseling, you don't want to hold on to that baggage. It's, oh, you lied to me, you stole from me, you're doing
yeah,
bad in school, your grades is bad.
You
yeah,
know, the
you gotta let all that stuff go.
They're gonna be non-biased. They're gonna come back. They're gonna tell you indirectly what your child has shared with them, so you have a starting place to fix it. But at the end
yeah.
of the day, you can't get in the car and try to grill them and say, "Yo, what did you tell the counselor? And how come you told this, that, and that?" Because see, us as a people like to keep stuff under wraps.
Under wraps.
You know? Under
and
wraps.
If you want to go to counseling, if you want to go to counseling, you got to get butt naked. You got to strip
you
down
gotta
get and
get no
butt
makeup,
naked.
No draws,
no,
none of that.
Nothing.
You got to. And us as a people,
yeah.
we like to say, don't get out here telling the business now. You're supposed to be quiet about what's going on in the household. So you get shut down. And that is something
yep.
that I do not care for. I was raised like that. And personally, me and my daughter at this very moment have more of an open connection. Some she share with me, but you don't live with me at 19. I can't control your life. You've got to bump your head. But as long as I can give you the tools and you know when to open that toolbox up and use them, then I feel like I've done my job. You see?
Yep.
So,
yep.
I mean,
and I'm glad that you. And I'm glad that you said about, I feel like I have done my job, because we have some parents out there, and it's your girl Diva Ebony B. You now tune in live to Diva Spot Radio, the Mommy Mob Show, each and every Monday, 9 p.m. on the East, 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're talking about this really serious topic of, Lord, help my child find his or her way. And we have to stay prayed up. We have to get that spiritual muscle. Sometimes we got to step back and go and pray and build up spiritual muscle. And even I like what you said, L, about, you know, you're not in my house no more. You can do your, in, you know, you can do your things. I gave you the tool and I feel like I did my job. But we have some parents out there who are beating themselves up for their children acting out, mm-hmm. for their mm-hmm. children not succeeding, for their children mm-hmm. doing drugs, for them children mm-hmm. being pregnant. You know what? Let's just get real. Can I take my wig off? Can I take it off?
No.
Can I get real, real with y'all right now?
I'm up underneath it, girl. Snatch it off.
Let me go ahead and just take this off and let y'all see these cornrows, because it's about to get real gangster right now.
Scratch, girl, scratch.
No matter what you do, you can be married, you can live in the nicest neighborhood, you can send them to the best schools, you can do everything, can have the best clothes or whatever, be dripped down, you can have everything. If they want to smoke, they going to smoke. If they want to sex, they going to sex. If they want to cuss, they going to cuss. Whatever they going to do, they going to do it. It does not make you a bad parent because your child is a junkie or your little daughter is a little thot. And that is not your fault. She chose, and they chose to do that. They did.
Absolutely. That is not a reflection. Not a reflection on you. I can't stress that enough. You done snatched your wig off. You know what? I done took my earrings off, so we naked together, so say, with this topic.
Yeah.
But I will stress that for real, honestly. I agree. It is not a reflection at all on you as a parent. I'm cool with where we're at now. But we weren't always there. You understand?
No.
She was a runaway, mm-hmm. boosting, smoking marijuana. You got these boys out here who's throwing rocks at my window or showing up in the middle of the night. So I've been through it. Absolutely.
Yeah, we all have.
I can't do too much but sit back and wait, because you've got to be sick and tired of getting sick and tired, whether it's in trouble with me or at school or your name being dirt in these streets. Or you're just tired of being high with your eyes tight because you smoke too much weed. Whatever it is, court cases from stealing, whatever it is, you're tired now. You've got a light
yeah.
bulb. You opened up the toolbox and you decided to get a tool. Imagine that.
Mm-hmm. Imagine
but
that.
I've been,
imagine
so
that.
I get, and I was, when she was running away, I was going, my God, I'm trying to go to work. Like, are you kidding me? I don't have 1,000 kids. Only got one. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so what is the big share your room with nobody. You might not get everything you want, but you get pretty much what you need. You got both two grandmas still, maternal and paternal. You know, come on, you got some male figures. What's the problem?
It doesn't matter. And for you parents
right.
out there are beating yourself up, stop beating yourself up and stop
Don't.
Spending all that money. It's called the cutoff. Cut them off.
That's right. You got
cut them off. If you cannot respect my home, if you can't respect
no.
your curfew, if you can't
right.
respect yourself with your grades, I will cut
right.
you off. And you need to tell your child, I do not have to do anything for you. And then you have to show them. The only thing you have to do is provide a roof, food, and clean clothes. If they want to enjoy
no.
the roof, have your ass in this house at a reasonable time. You want to eat
Let's
this food, dinner is at this time. You want clean clothes, clean your room up and have your laundry wear. Matter of fact, you can go do your own laundry. I'm not doing it for you. But
you
I've seen, you know, some of my girlfriends and people that I know spent thousands of dollars trying to get their kids out of trouble. If little Euripides want to go out and steal a car and they
mm-hmm.
lock his little ass up, let him
mm-hmm.
send the county.
Let me tell you something. Are you coming to get them?
Tell them I'll be there when I get there.
No. Let me tell you something, Diva B. You know I run a Christian show, okay? So
yeah.
God is in
mm-hmm.
my spirit. But let me tell you something. God didn't raise no fool. So he sat up and told
mm-hmm.
me she wanted to doing that. Leave her there. When they called me, she can you come out here and pick her up? We need a parent to come get. I'm not coming. Excuse me?
Mm.
I'm not coming. If you don't come, the CPS people are going to come. Okay. Maybe she needs to be with another family. Because maybe it ain't me. Guys, what happened? If they feed you what I'm feeding you, you might get bread and butter. Okay? Go ahead and eat the little food
mm-hmm.
they give you at the detention center. Go ahead, because you're going to
mm-hmm.
be cold. You used to heat on. See, ain't no heat up in them type of institutions. So, no, I'm not coming. Get her. Let her stay. Okay? Then my mom, we got to go get her. No, we don't. Let her stay. She was so mad in Radio World. I want you to hear me. She was mad because I didn't come get her and had an attitude. Well, when she finally got released and came home with that attitude, I made sure I had a bag packed. Because, see, you don't get to come in here with attitudes on something that you did. So I packed the bag, and you used to running away and had a little hideaway spots to go be in. So go ahead. Let them streets take care of you. Now, radio people here, I'm going to tell you this. I was nervous, and I was scared, and Lord knows I prayed because I sent her out there with the wolves. But you got to experience it. That was my way. Now, that might not be your way or the right way, but that was my way, and she learned. So you just got to do what you got to do. Sometimes tough love is tremendously necessary, but you got to know when to put it out there, when to use it, and how to use it, because it can be a little scary.
Okay. It could be a little scary, and, you know, in certain situations, it could backfire. But if you have a child that has been running away and been out there in the streets and it's a constant thing, they have experience. They have places to go. They have already been out there and got a little seasoning, some street seasoning on them. So if your child has ran away a few times, they got street seasoning. So if they want to run, you just let them know, I'm not going to stop you from running, because wherever you run into, you know what you're doing and where you're going, and I promise you the streets will make them appreciate how much of a blessing it is to have a parent or family who cares about them and love them. You just gotta let that process happen. You gotta put that perm in, and it's gonna burn, and it's gonna be a little agitating to them, but it will straighten them out. Put your perm in. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, the Mommy Mom Show, each and every Monday. We're going to get into this hot song called Young Black and Gold by Slaystone. It's definitely a nugget. It's definitely knowledge for the soul. And you need to hear this. Let's do it. Diva Ebony B, you're now tuned in live at Diva Spot Radio. I got Exclusive Lee L in the building with me. A big shout out to the 201, the 347, the 913, the 464, the 812. I see you guys all on the call line. Press the 1 button to be heard. Comment on the topic. Call me up at 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302. And press the 1 button to be heard. Me and L was just talking about, you know, putting that perm in and letting that thing just straighten it out. You know, you got to let it straighten it out.
Just fine with you for a minute. I know you got some radio listeners. I want them to get the opportunity to get their airtime and share what they got going on. Absolutely. You know, we radio family, KKSH 206.1. Make sure you guys tune in every Sunday for Soul Food Sundays. I love you, Mommy. I appreciate you putting me on air so I can share a little bit of my motherhood experience from the young to the grown, kind of grown, so say. But in the meantime, in between time, I am going to let you get on that radio line and hit your dials. So I love you, and until we meet again, make sure, remember what I said, check your villages, people. It's real out here.
Thank you, Queen. I definitely appreciate that, man. And it's just a wonderful experience to have so many great queens and kings around me as you guys call in and share your wisdom. It's so important, you know, and I wanted to talk about depression. Depression is such a big topic with everything, especially with young adults. And all of our kids right now, we are in a society that every time they turn around on a dumb tube or the dumb down tube, it's scare tactics and it's craziness. And it's, you know, war, and it's just all types of stuff, and sexuality. Depression is really a really big thing that goes on with children. And we need to be able to identify when our children are going through depression. We need to be able to identify the behavior change. We need to be able to identify the lack of entrance, the lack of eating, fatigue, those things. It comes with a lot. Even just not wanting to be around. Some of us feel like, okay, well, my kid was pretty quiet all the time. You know, they really kind of stay to their self. This is kind of something normal for them, but not in all cases. Like, we really need to take the time out to investigate. And you want to be an investigator with your children. You just don't want to roll up on them all the time and say, what's wrong with you? Why you got an attitude? Why you acting crazy? You know, you act like you don't want to be around a family and whatnot. There's no need to be the attacker or the aggressor at all. That sometimes we don't want to do that. Sometimes we just want to monitor our children, monitor the things that's going on around them and come to them, you know, with more of a warming spirit or a warm tone, especially with the little ones. Hey, how you doing today? Is everything okay? Is it something that you want to talk to me about? You know that I love you and I will protect you from anything. They need to feel that security, especially when they're going through depression, because bullying is at an all-time high. And big shout out to Exclusively Elle. She has a Christian show each and every Sunday, and she is a woman of God. But some of us parents, like myself, I'm a in-process Christian. That's what I'm going to call myself. I'm in process. You know, sometimes I literally have to sit and think, especially when I felt like a child is being attacked or my child is being attacked. It's like, well, if you want to go to war with mine, I'm going to go to war with you. But we have to remember as parents that that is somebody else's child and there is a way to handle it. And even with, you know, bullying does not always have to be hitting. It can be verbal abuse that is causing the depression, that's causing the stress, that's causing a fear to be able to say something and speak up for themselves, or the fear to say something to say something to somebody else in private. And you notice that their grades are dropping, something is going on. And the first thing, and I had to check myself, because the first thing I started saying to my teacher is, what are you doing? I mean, my teenager is, what are you doing? Why is your grades like this? What's going on? And I had to really realize that he was going through some stuff in school with some boys that he had got into it at the beginning of the year and walking around the school in fear of being bullied, of being mocked, you know, and already dealing with, you know, all of this pressure as a ninth grader. Ninth graders come from middle school where, you know, it was just it was child's play. But once you get to high school, you got all these classes thrown at you, you got all these teachers, you got all these other people around you that's looking at you and it's peer pressure, and then you may get into some type of altercation or disagreement with them, and now they want to pick you out. Ninth graders get it the worst. Juniors, I mean, I swear to God, they get it the worst from the older ones in school. And sometimes they don't want to tell you about it because they don't want you to go up to the school like Starbucks Wow early in the morning acting crazy, because they know their mama crazy. They know their daddy is a bit crazy too because he with his mama. So it kind of works out like that. But you know, I said that to say this, is just watching out for depression. I always make sure my son is dealing with everything, everything as a teenager right now, from grades to schools to his sexuality to experimenting with marijuana. He is going through the whole realm. But will I give up on him? No. Am I disappointed? Yes. But will I turn my back on him? No. Will I be there to assist him through his growing pains? Yes. Will he respect my house? Yes, he will. Will he learn to respect himself? Yes, he will. But I cannot, you know, that's my firstborn. That's my firstborn child. That is my true investment. And I'm going to walk through these growing pains with him. If that means that I have to be a little bit more attentive, just watching him a little bit more closely, you know, making sure that he is in a position to make a good choice for himself. Am I going to stop him or try to go up to the school and hold his hand? Or no, I'm not going to do that. For every action, there's a reaction. If you want to go behind my back and get high, then it's going to result in your grades later. It's going to result in the things that you would have been able to accomplish if you wasn't sitting around getting high. Or if you wasn't trying to be down with this boy and that boy, because he has learned. He has learned from the beginning of the year of following the wrong crowd. And not only that, him following the wrong crowd, the people who got into a fight at the beginning of the year. He was following the crowd. The group of boys that he was following ended up jumping these other two boys. Now, he tried to break the fight up, but instead of them retaliating, I don't even know if they retaliated against the other boys, but they retaliated against my son. Because, of course, he wasn't the one that was kicked out of school and they suspended these other boys for a semester, like a whole quarter out of a whole semester out of school. I was like, okay, a couple of weeks, but these schools are not playing anymore. So he's still going to school. He's still walking home from school. And sure enough, 2 weeks later after that, the boy who got jumped wanted to get a fair one with him. So they got a fair one and they fought one-on-one. And Makai thought it was over, but it wasn't. 2 months later, the boy found out where Makai lived at and threw a brick through my window. Now I live in an apartment complex. I live on the second floor. This child literally threw a brick at the second floor through the window in my daughter's room, which you could have hurt my child. You know, did I handle it like a parent is supposed to? Did I get the school district and the police involved? Yes. Did I want to do that? Honestly, no. I wanted to go and see him. I wanted to go see him and his family, and we was going to handle this. But it was the steps that needed to be done. But my son is learning that the company you keep, it would turn around on you. And I said, well, where are your friends now? Where are those so-called homeboys that you was hanging with now? Because when it was all said and done, they act like they didn't know nothing. They act like they wasn't there. I wasn't part of the fight. You know, it was that whole no snitching deal. No stitches get stitches though. And now, you know, he's have to regain and rebuild himself through that, because now it brought drama to the house. It brought danger to the house, and he realizing like, yo, that was a bad decision. I don't even hang out with those boys no more. I'm trying to get me right. I'm trying to get my grades right, get myself together. Because I tell you, when Diva shuts you down, I shut you all the way down. You get the bare minimums. You get nothing. Because if you can't, even with being an athlete, you know, he wants to do wrestling and all this. If you can't be a good student, how can you be a good athlete? So some of those things he had to earn back. I'm not taking it from them permanently. And that's what I would say to you guys as parents. Don't take the things that they enjoy permanently. You have to let them know that you have to earn this. This is something you have to earn back. Trust is easily given. It's so easily given, but it's hard to gain back. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You now tune in live to Diva Spot Radio, the Mommy Mob Show, each and every Monday, 9 p.m. on the West, 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 o'clock in the morning. Big shout out to all my East Coast family that's up early this morning in the a.m. with me listening to the show. Make sure y'all call me up. Call in 347-989-0302. Again, that's 347-989-0302 and press the one button to be heard. We're going to take a little music break. Diva need a little bit of moisture for her throat, baby. And I'm going to need a little bit more strong moisture when we're dealing with these teenagers. Let's get into a music break. I'll be right back after this. Oh, make sure you jump in my chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Jump in the chat room and give your comments. Let's go.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Oh, What's good, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Queen 1000. And I'm live in the mix with DJ N Mills, playing the hottest in reggae, dancehall, hip-hop, and soca.
Squad up!
I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco. I got it for the lolo. I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco. I got it for the lolo.
Turn up.
I'm in love with the coco. Hit my plug, that's my cholo. Cause he got it for the lolo. If you snitching, I go loco. Hit you with that
$3,000.
Thinking that I'm solo. 50 deep, they like chono. Heard the fans taking photos.
Independent only, boss only, thick only.
got my real shit by my side. Only.
Nikki, cause she got a man. But when that's over, then I'm first in line. And the other day in her Maybach, I thought, damn, this is the perfect time. She just come from that video. You know, LA traffic had a city slow. She was sitting down on that big butt, but I was still staring at it. Yeah, low key and maybe high key. I been peeped that you like me, you know? Who the f you really wanna be with besides me? I mean, it doesn't take much for us to do this quietly. I mean, she say I'm obsessed with thick women, and I agree. Yeah, that's right. I like my girls BBW.
My girls BBW.
Yeah. Type don't wanna get dry in it. Eat some lunch. Eat some lunch. Yeah. So thick that everybody else in the room is so uncomfortable. It's on Houston, Texas, but the face look just like Claire Huxtable.
Major and Miller.
Yeah.
Nobody's
you the man in the city with a mayor. Put you the NBA players. Put you the bad. This doing makeup and hair. Put you. Ah. That's because I believe in something and I stand for it. And Nikki, if you ever try to just give me the heads up so I can plan for it.
Raise every bottle and cup in the sky. Hey. Cup in the sky. Hey. Sparks in the air like the 4th of July. Hey. Nothing but bad hey. Dipping here tonight. Dipping here tonight. Oh, if you lame and you know it, be quiet. You know it, be quiet. Nothing but real lonely. Bad lonely. Rich lonely. Independent lonely. Boss.
We just get rich. The end time
be what Arabians. G5 and with my posse, it's outrageous. On that good Jamaican.
That's right, I'm too faded, you too shaded. I'm too greedy, we're too late. Excellent, I'm exuberated. I'm finna smash like two potatoes. I don't give a f, not even 2 meters. I turn up on turn up like rutabagas. I do it daily, I do it daily. That's my swag, you should pay me. Ain't that the truth? This my whip, ain't that the coupe? Hustle gang, ain't that the squad? That act like you got a clue. Why they out here catching feelings? I'ma catch a flight or two. I just give her major pressure while she give me major. Hey!
Money on my mind, can't take it off that. They got 5 different iPhones, don't pick it up for that grill. Anytime they come around here, we ain't gonna let up on you. We just get ready.
Rocking with your girl Diva Ebony B on Diva Spot Radio each and every Monday. Mommy Miles, make sure you tune in each and every Monday, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We're going to be wrapping the show up. We got about 10, 15 minutes left in the show, but I just want to wrap the show up with this. You are the boss. You are the boss of your home. You are the boss of your situation. You are the boss of your finances. And yes, you are the boss of your children. It is your job. Your job to make sure, well, not even just a job, it's an honor to be able to have children. And like Exclusively L was saying, there's people out there who want to have babies and can't have children, and, you know, waiting for their adoption papers to come through. And, you know, they're going through all of this stuff because they want to have children and then experience the joys of having children and be able to stay strong. And I mean stay strong when those kids are going through their changes in life. Our kids are going through so much, and we got to go to the Father God first. He is the source. He is the unlimited source. You have to go to God and take your kids to God every day, every night. I mean, when you wake up in the morning, thank God for your kids and say, Lord, I give them back to you. When you go to sleep at night, thank God for your kids and say, Lord, I give them back to you. These are God's kids. And it's a wonderful thing that God thought that we were pretty smart people and we were capable enough to be able to be guided, to be taught and give wisdom to guide these kids through their ups and downs and through their changes. So for all of my children, the kids out there who's tuning in and listening, and, you know, you're feeling aggravated or you're angry, you're frustrated, you're confused, you're depressed and low self-esteem, know that we as your parents, we got you. No matter what you go through, we got you. We are going to be there. But that does not give you the opportunity. It does not give you permission to take us through pure hell. It does not. And that's what you have to let your kids know. you do not have permission to take me through hell. You do not have permission to lie to me, steal from me, put your hands on me, none of that. That is not what we do. We are here to work together as a unit, as a team, where we can grow stronger. I'm going to be there for you no matter what. And when you right, you right. And when you wrong, you wrong. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, at Diva Ebony B, on Instagram, at Diva Ebony B, on Facebook, at Diva Ebony B, all things Diva Ebony B. And to be a guest on my show, all you got to do is hit me up at 303-598-4847. Again, that's 303-598-4847. We will be having a special guest coming next week, and we'll be talking more on a more deep topic. Make sure you follow me on social media to get the updates. You guys keep God first, family second, and career third. I'm out.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.